This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to reap the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him. And when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out... 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, the one who showed him mercy. Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
Good morning. Okay, I want to try something. We have this side and this side, and on the balcony too, you know. We're going to split the church right down the middle, okay? You have your left, and then you have my left, okay? Difference, okay? Now, I'm going to say glory, and then I'm going to point to a side, whichever side I want, and you're going to shout hallelujah. Now, when you shout hallelujah, you're not just be like, hallelujah. You're going to be like, hallelujah! You know, okay? Can you do that? Can you handle that? You sure? Okay, let's practice. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Oh, come on. Glory!
Hallelujah!
All right, now let's do the real thing. Okay, you ready for this? Okay. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Glory! A lot of us ask a lot of questions about God. Often we can't get our questions answered right away. We decide to put them on a shelf until we experience chaos or trauma in our lives, and in this case, we forget the answers and call for Him and hope He is forgiving and loving and will forget about our arrogant attitudes. It's a good thing He is forgiving and loving. There are a lot of questions that don't seem to be answered. Some of them we will understand as we mature through our faith and go through some struggles. Same answers we will never get. Some we will get by human logic, which, by the way, isn't always heavenly logic. When people ask why bad things happen, they often get their answer just by realizing you can't have an up without a down, a front without a back, light without dark, and you just can't have good without bad. I want to talk today to those who really love God, and who are often recipients of the hard questions. And when one of these hard questions are posed, we either give a naive answer or a dumb one, or many of us don't have an answer at all. And we begin to wonder about God after we reflect for a while. One of those questions would be earthquakes, tsunamis, 9/11, floods, where is God in all that?